Josh Feldman of the Army Corps Buffalo District says the aging state of breakwaters and other structures puts ships at risk.
We're losing stone. It's being displaced. It's settling. It's moving. Some of them are 100 years old. Most of them are more than 50. So, and stone work is and bulkheading work is not cheap work.
Feldman says the Corps' other challenges include the need to replace one of the sew locks connecting Lake Superior and Lake Huron, as well as the management and reuse of 3.5 million cubic yards of material dredged from Great Lakes waterways. The conference also will include sessions on autonomous technology and government partnerships. And officials of Toledo's Port Authority will be touting a new iron plant. Joe Kappel of the Toledo-Lucas County Port Authority says the plant is good news for the entire region.
People look at the Great Lakes shipping industry as kind of a dying industry. And really, at least at the Port of Toledo, that certainly is not the case.
Cleveland Cliffs, an iron ore manufacturer, is opening the plant. 10 to 12 million tons per year will be sent to steelmaking companies in states including Ohio and Indiana. It's scheduled to open later this year. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.